Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jacques Jones. Batting second. The third baseman, Brent Gates. Batting third. The second baseman, Todd Walker. Batting fourth. The DH, Marty Cordova. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Corey Koski. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Chad Allen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Christian Guzman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Brad Radke. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The shortstop, Mike Caruso. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chris Singleton. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Greg Norton. Batting eighth. The DH, Jeff Leifer. Batting ninth. The catcher, Brooke Fordyce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jamie Navarro. And now, play ball. Jacques Jones is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brent Gates batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Gates hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Durham bunts towards third. Gates fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Durham. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Durham steals second. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Caruso hits a fly ball into right field. Koski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gates fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Coomer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Corey Koski is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Koski hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chad Allen is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Coomer. The throw from Fordyce and he is out, Durham applying the tag. Two outs. Chad Allen is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Navarro juggles the ball. That's an error on Navarro. Allen moves to second. Christian Guzman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Guzman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Singleton batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Singleton hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Allen. Singleton reaches second base with a double. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Norton takes first base on ball four. Jeff Leifer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Leifer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Singleton scores. Norton moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Brooke Fordyce is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fordyce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Radke fields it and throws to first for the out. Norton moves to third. Leifer moves to second. Two outs. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a pop-up towards short. Guzman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jacques Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gates is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Todd Walker batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker bunts towards third. Norton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0-for-1 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Caruso is 0-for-1 in the game. Caruso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jones. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ordonez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guzman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to third. Two outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Coomer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coomer hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Koski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koski is 0-for-1 in the game. Koski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chad Allen is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Koski moves to second. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Koski moves to third. Two outs. Christian Guzman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Guzman is 0 for 1 in the game. Guzman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Koski scores. Allen moves to second. It's Twins, 1, White Sox, 1. Jacques Jones is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas juggles the ball. That's an error on Thomas. Allen scores. Guzman moves to third. Jones moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Twins. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gates is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gates takes first base on ball 4. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Singleton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Singleton moves to second. Greg Norton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Norton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Norton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coomer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Norton for the out. Singleton moves to third. One out. Jeff Leifer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Leifer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Leifer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Singleton scores. It's Twins, 2, White Sox, 2. Brooke Fordyce is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fordyce is 0 for 1 in the game. Fordyce strikes out. 2 outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Leifer moves to third. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caruso is 0 for 2 in the game. Caruso bunts towards the mound. Radke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cordova is 0 for 2 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Norton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Coomer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Norton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Corey Koski batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Koski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Koski hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Chad Allen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Allen is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Navarro fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ordonez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ordonez hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas moves to third. Ordonez moves to second. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Singleton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Singleton hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thomas tags and scores. One out. It's 3-2, White Sox. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Norton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Norton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Leifer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leifer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Leifer hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Ordonez scores. Lee moves to third. It's 4-2, White Sox. Brooke Fordyce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fordyce is 0-for-2 in the game. Fordyce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guzman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Christian Guzman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Guzman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Guzman bunts towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jacques Jones is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jones is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Jones hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Guzman moves to third. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gates is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Guzman scores. Jones moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Scott Ayer now pitching. Todd Walker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Durham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caruso is 0-for-3 in the game. Caruso bunts towards third. Gates fields it and throws to first for the out. Durham moves to second. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into right field. That will be extra bases. Koski fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Koski. Durham scores. Thomas moves to third. It's 5-3. White Sox. Bob Wells now pitching. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ordonez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ordonez hits a pop-up towards first. Coomer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Lee batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a pop-up into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Keith Foulke now pitching. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0-for-3 in the game. Cordova strikes out. Fordyce drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Cordova out. One out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coomer strikes out. Two outs. Corey Koski is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Koski is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Koski hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Travis Miller now pitching. Chris Singleton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Singleton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Norton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Norton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guzman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Leifer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Leifer is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Leifer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Chad Allen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Allen is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Allen hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Lee. Allen reaches second base with a double. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-3 in the game. Steinbach strikes out. One out. Doug Mankiewicz pinch hits for Christian Guzman. Doug Mankiewicz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mankiewicz strikes out. Two outs. Jacques Jones is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Denny Hocking now playing shortstop. Brooke Fordyce is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fordyce is 0-for-3 in the game. Fordyce hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Durham hits a line drive into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Caruso batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Caruso is 0-for-3 in the game. Caruso hits a fly ball into right field. Koski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Darren Jackson now playing left field. Bob Horry now pitching. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gates is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gates strikes out. 1 out. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Walker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cordova is 0-for-4 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.